And I'm here with Anne Ellis, who's founder of Stanford and Bloom in certainly more recent times. This all started in 2017 because you just felt the town needed a little bit of sprucing up and gathered people along the way.
Yes, it was getting a bit messy. I think people were just a bit complacent. We'd won this award of Best Town and everybody just sat back and thought it looked after itself. But it was like pushing an open door. Once you asked people to help, everybody wanted to do something. So it wasn't difficult. And right from the beginning, Neil McIver was on board and some of his litter picker helpers said, oh, we'd like to plant something and we'll join you. So it's all happened quite easily, really. But you have to keep it going. And now it'll be more of a struggle as we need younger people.
And we're here actually at the new HQ, with the plaque shining brightly in the sunshine, with your name on it.
I wasn't expecting that. They asked me to open it, and I thought, you know, cut a ribbon across the shed doors or something, but I did not expect to unveil a plaque with my name on. So that's absolutely lovely. Yeah, really nice. It's very moving.
And the work that they're doing has just, you know, expanded so much since those early days when you were doing basically the centre of the town.
Mm-hmm. And then we got a bit ambitious to do Stanford in Bloom, which is an official organisation, and we've just adopted the name, really. But we had to do that in order to get the council on board, because the council nominates entries, and we could only get their support if we offered to do more of the town. Then the more we did, the more they gave us. Then they gave us, you know, the big containers in Red Lion Square, then the containers down in Bath Row, and it sort of went on and on. They gave us more, and we did what we were asked. You have to re-look at it every now and again. So after 5 years, we looked and did bits that we could cope with, and they're allocated to people as individual projects. We don't all move together the same way as we did, which is better. Everybody does it in their own time and is responsible for their patch. But I mean, I think it's looking magnificent, and the flowers are looking great, and the chairs always look lovely, and people love the chairs coming out. And they came about because of our highway restrictions of not being able to leave planters where the lorries need to unload. So everything comes about by accident, really. It wasn't a great big plan.
Hey, well, Neil and Nina from Team Stanford, who, well, you're so much about supporting the community, from actually Stanford Meadows with all those rubbing posts that you put in early last Friday, to here.
I'll drive them in all by myself and just threw them in the ground.
Yeah.
And it was so easy.
I can imagine. I'm sure it would have been. And here at Stanford and Bloom's new HQ at Uffington Road here. And you're saying you put all this up in 3 hours?
Not quite 3 hours. I think it's 3 hours, 27 seconds. We had a tea break.
Yeah, well, indeed.
Yeah.
But, you know, this all happened because you were being recognised for the litter picking in 2017, met Anne Ellis, who was trying to start Stanford in Bloom again, and you've supported them ever since, basically.
Of course we have. They're good people. Why wouldn't you support them? Mm-hmm. So we're just a cog in the wheel, aren't we?
Yeah.
We help the wheel to turn.
Yeah,
so
we used to start off by, when judging for the In Bloom competition, we'd go out and clean the town first so it was all perfect for when the judges turned up, and it went from there, didn't it?
Yeah. And now, of course, we're major chair movers. We move chairs here, we move chairs there, we move chairs everywhere.
Yeah.
Duncan Lingard, chair, Stanford in Bloom.
And tell us where you are now with this new facility, because you've had to move around a few times, but I guess this feels like this is going to be your home for the foreseeable future.
This is what we would term our forever home. Chris Isaac at Stanford Garden Centre, for the first 5 years, gave us room in his polytunnel. But as his business expanded, we needed to find alternative arrangements. So we spent 1 year with Peter Glassy at Burley in his machine shed, the next year across the way at Mindspace, and last year we sought refuge in our treasurer's garage. So this is a godsend, and we can't thank Neil and Nina enough for building this for us. It's just perfect. It'll suit all our needs.
And it's also, I guess, thanks to Stanford Town Council for, I mean, this is part of their allotments here that you've now got.
It is indeed, and particularly to Councillor Habib, who has very kindly offered to pay our subscription every year, personally. So that's more than a kind gesture. Yeah.
And we heard from other councillors as well, who, when they have their surgeries, people notice the impact that Stamford in Bloom has on the town.
Yes, and isn't that encouraging? It's a real fillip for the volunteers to hear the positive feedback. So when our backs are breaking and it might be cold or wet, to have our work acknowledged, it's very encouraging. Yeah.
So just looking ahead to the next year, we're expecting to see the chairs out again?
Yes, indeed. In fact, the chairs will be repaired, painted and planted up from the beginning of May. So they should be in the High Street at the beginning of June.
And you've got planters all over and bulbs in so many different areas now as well.
We do. Jennifer Grumbly did a head count of how many pots and beds we oversee. I can't remember the exact number, but it's over 100 throughout the central part of the town, from Cattle Market to Red Lion Square and beyond.